segment called Military Moments on our show, and we salute a soldier, and this week you are it. So I do appreciate you calling in.
Well, yes, sir. I appreciate you for having me on your show, sir.
First, let's start out with, tell me what your name is, your rank, branch of service, and your job title.
Yes, sir. My name is Lance Corporal Ronald Ryan. My rank is Lance Corporal. My job title is Field Wireman, Basic Switchboard Operator.
Says you do a lot of things besides just like, you know, I was looking at your stuff and it was like more than just wiring. You got all kinds of stuff going on.
Yes, sir, because like our job out here is way different from basic back when we were back in North Carolina. It's like we have to do like construction and build up different things, and we have to like run different lines and dig holes and run under ground fiber. We do different kind of fiber protects and work with switchboards because it's not like a whole lot of people to be doing it, so we have to like fill every other billet that comes about.
It's not your normal everyday atmosphere, I would take it.
No, sir, not at first, but you get used to it real easy, though.
What took you the longest to get kind of adjusted to it? When you got to Camp Leatherneck, what was the one thing that took probably the most getting used to?
Well, sir, for me, I think the most thing to get used to was that the bathroom is not inside of your room. You have to go all the way outside to go to the bathroom, and that probably took the most time because I'd be sitting in my room like at night, and I'll be sleeping, I'll wake up, and I have to go pee, and I'll be thinking it's right there in my room, and then I have to unlock my door and walk all the way down the road to go to the bathroom. But that's probably the only thing that probably was really hard to get adjusted to.
That reminds me of, like, going to college and then living in the dorms is like the same thing. It's like, oh, boy, I got to go all the way down the hallway and try to find my way back when in the middle of the night when I'm tired.
Yes, sir.
Or like camping. Camping is like, oh, jeez, where is the bathroom? I don't even know.
Yeah, I can only understand that.
Tell me a little bit about, now, where do you call home?
Well, sir, I call home Alabama because that's where I'm originally from. But I joined out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But I lived all over Alabama, like different cities. I lived like six different cities in Alabama.
What's the one thing that, I guess besides family, what is the one thing you miss most from home?
Well, the most thing that I miss most from home is probably my car. I would probably have to say my car. That's what I miss the most. Being able to get up and drive when you want to and just go in your car and just have that peace time in your car. Like, you know how sometimes when you wake up on Saturday morning, you just want to wash your car for no reason?
Yeah.
I guess miss that.
Yeah. I can totally relate to that. What is the, and when you get back home, after you're done with your deployment at Camp Leatherneck, what's the first thing you're going to do?
Well, sir, I'm kind of undecided on what's the first thing I'm going to do. Hopefully the first thing I do is get back and get like a little bit of leave. And so on the little bit of leave I do get, I'm going to try to go wash my car, like I said, and then go to the gym. That's probably what I plan on doing.
What kind of car do you have?
Well, sir, I have two cars. I have a 81 Cutlass Supreme, and I got a 2008 Ford Taurus Limited.
Very cool. I like that. And do you get to interact with any of the, I don't know, say like the other branches of military, like the Army or the Navy or other countries? Military?
Well, yes, sir. With my job, I have to connect lines for very many different people. Like, it just ain't only connecting lines and giving people communications for the Marine Corps. I give people communications for Air Force, Navy, and I work hand-in-hand with the Navy on many occasions. Air Force, somewhat. And the Army, like, I rarely see them, but when I do see them, I know that I'm going to be working because it happens. They need communications just like everybody else. But the Afghans, the Afghan Army, I really don't get to be in contact with them that much. They, like, on the very other end of the base. I work in my sector. My sector of the base is mostly Navy and Marine Corps, and you got a couple Air Force and a couple Army.
You know, I've never asked this question, but how big is Camp Leatherneck? How many people are there?
Sir, I can tell you on an exact number how many people are in Camp Leatherneck, but I can tell you Camp Leatherneck is big. It's like a it's a base with more than just one set country there. It's like it got maybe, I want to say, four different countries on Camp Leatherneck itself.
Well, kind of a small town, I guess, huh?
Sir, can you say that again?
Kind of like it'd be like the size of maybe like a small town?
Yes, sir, I would say that. I would say that.
Okay, very cool. What's the kind of thing you would like to do for recreation if you get a little downtime at Camp Leatherneck?
Well, sir, at Camp Leatherneck, we do have a lot of great things that we can do. Like, we got morale centers and MWRs and plenty of gyms. We got gyms almost everywhere. But me, on my downtime, what I like to do, I like to call my family, talk to my friends, and sometimes I like to go back to my room and make it, like, as beautiful as I can. Like, I just like to decorate it and see how beautiful can I make it, because it's only a very small room, so I try to do what I can to make it feel homey. And most of the time, I just go to the gym.
Okay, cool. Now, when you get back home, and do you think you're going to keep in the Marine Corps? You want to make this your career, or what's your lifelong goal?
Well, sir, it's my lifelong goal. I want to do 24 in the Marine Corps. That's what I plan on doing. Hopefully, the times will let me. And once I get out of the Marine Corps, while I'm in the Marine Corps, I want to play football for the Marine Corps. I want to do MSG, is like a special detachment for the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do my college in the Marine Corps. And I want to get out, and I want to go back and be a teacher and coach high school football.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a great plan. I like that.
Thank you, sir.
Now, if your family is listening back home tonight, I would love for you to send a message back to your loved ones.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, first, giving honor to God who is ahead of my life, I just want to thank him for letting me be on the show. I want to thank my father for being in my life, being a very influential part, my mother for always supporting no matter what, and my two sisters that I have. I just want to thank them for just being in my life and doing what needs to be done, even though they have to put up with me fussing a lot, but I just want to tell my family I love them and hope to see them soon.
Nice. Can you do me one favor? Say your name and follow it up with, you're listening to Military Moments on The Leah Show.
Yes, sir. My name is Lance Corporal Ronald Ryan, and you're listening to me on Moments on The Leah Military Leah Show.
Hang on a sec. Just say this. You're listening to Military Moments on The Leah Show.
Hi, my name is Lance Corporal Ronald Ryan, and you're listening to Military Moments on The Leah Show.
Cool. Nice job. Is there anything I did not ask that you would like to talk about before we end up today?
Well, sir, I got one question for you.
Okay.
And then after that, we can be done if you want.
Okay.
Was I the best person on your radio show?
Say it again?
Was I the best person on your radio show?
You are. I say you're in the top five, buddy. You did a great interview.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm glad I could be a great help to you.
Ronald, you take care of yourself, and I hope you do the 24 in the Marine Corps. I hope you get into the football program, and my best to you and your family. You did a great job tonight.
Yes, sir. You have a great time. Be blessed.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Bye-bye.